Looking to make your next event pop with unforgettable style? Whether it's a birthday, wedding, grand opening, or even a corporate celebration, Cascaloons has you covered. From custom balloon arches to one-of-a-kind money and balloon bouquets, Cascaloons turns ordinary moments into show-stopping memories. Corporate clients, we specialize in elegant branded balloon designs that leave a lasting impression. Want to wow your loved one with a gift that floats and folds? Ask about our signature money balloon bouquets. They're the perfect combo of fun and flair. Born from a passion for creativity and joy, Cascaloons is proud to bring your vision to life with custom designs for any occasion. So don't wait. Like and follow us on all socials, Kazkalloons. More. Or call 214-997-4906 and get inspired for your next event. Cascaloons, where imagination takes flight, one balloon at a time.
Memphis always has a story worth sharing, and that's where Pulse of the Bluff comes in. Tune in daily for real conversations, good vibes, and the heartbeat of the Bluff City. We bring you the people, places, and moments that make Memphis special. So whether you're a local or just love its spirit, hit subscribe and join us. Pulse of the Bluff, because there's always something good to talk about. See you in the next episode. Listen to Pulse on the Bluff on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into a press release today.
Right.
And our mission for this deep dive, it's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Quickly pull out the key insights, the really interesting points from this source, specifically for you.
Mm-hmm. And the core subject, it's centered on an author and entrepreneur, Boni Joy.
Yeah, and an event she's hosting. It's connected to her contribution to a specific best-selling book.
Exactly. So we're looking at, well, just one source here, the press release itself.
But we're digging into what it tells us, you know, about the book significance, the event, maybe what's between the lines.
Right, beyond just the basic facts.
So who is Boni Joy, according to this release? What's the description?
Well, she's highlighted as an acclaimed author and entrepreneur, pretty clear.
Okay. And the main focus here is an event she's hosting. Why again?
Because she's a featured voice, a contributor to this best-selling anthology.
Gotcha. And the book title?
It's Blessed in Business, Untold Stories of Black Women in Business.
Blessed in Business.
Yeah. And the press release, it calls it a compelling collection. It really emphasizes the journeys, the triumphs, the resilience of Black women who are, you know, really making their mark in the business world.
Untold stories, journeys, triumphs, and resilience.
Yeah.
That phrasing, it definitely catches your attention.
It does.
It suggests a really rich source of insights, especially if you're interested in sort of the unique paths and challenges in that space.
Absolutely.
So what's this event actually designed to do? Is it just a signing?
It's called a book signing event, yes, but the release makes it sound like, well, more than just getting a signature on a page.
Okay, how so?
It's positioned as a chance to connect directly with Boni Joy herself, hear her story within the book's bigger theme.
Right.
And really engage with the work. It sort of brings those untold stories to life, doesn't it? In a live setting.
That connection, that feels like the important part here, taking the written word and adding that personal interaction layer.
Exactly.
And the practical details, where and when.
Okay, specifics. Saturday, June 14th, 2025. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And it's at the Marshall County Library in Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Okay, Holly Springs. So if you happen to be around there on the 14th, that's the place to be.
That's it.
The release also mentioned something about pre-purchasing the book, right? Some extra benefits.
Yes, it does. It says pre-sale buyers get a personalized autograph, a special note from Boni Joy, and a bookmark.
A special note.
Yeah, it's a nice touch.
Okay.
It just reinforces that idea that the event is aiming for maybe a deeper, more personal connection.
Right, not just a standard transaction. It's about building that bridge.
Cultivating connection.
Yeah, it definitely feels like more than just a simple book launch.
Yeah.
And actually, the release really drives that point home with a direct quote from her.
Yes, the quote.
She says, and this is verbatim, "This book is more than a collection of stories. It's a movement that honors the legacy and future of Black women entrepreneurs."
Wow, that's a powerful statement.
It is.
And it's really key, I think, to understanding the significance they're trying to communicate here.
What do you mean?
Well, it positions the book, and by extension, events like this one, not just as, you know, a record of individual successes,
right,
but as an active force, a movement that implies like collective action, shared purpose, momentum.
Building on history, looking forward.
Exactly. Rooted in legacy, but pushing forward. It's suggesting something bigger than just the individual stories.
A movement. That word choice, it's really loaded, isn't it?
Definitely.
Makes you think about impact, influence, actual change, not just reading stories.
Mm-hmm. Framing these entrepreneurial journeys as part of a larger current.
Okay, so for people who aren't near Holly Springs, Mississippi, but are interested, how can they get the book?
Yeah, good point. The press release confirms it's available for pre-order now.
Okay.
And it'll be on shelves at major retailers, think Barnes & Noble, places like that. Plus, widely available online, Amazon, Kindle, other ebook platforms.
So the access is broad. The movement, as she calls it, isn't just tied to that one physical event.
No, exactly. It's accessible well beyond Holly Springs.
So the event is maybe like a focal point, a way to spark interest and connection within that bigger idea the book is aiming for.
That seems right. It highlights a key contributor, celebrates the whole project, and connects the author's voice with the audience.
Bridges the insights in the book with that direct live engagement.
Precisely. Connects the author, the collective work, and the people interested in these, frankly, vital stories.
So let's bring it back to the listener. What does this deep dive into one press release mean for you?
Well, if you're interested in business, entrepreneurship, especially the experiences of Black women,
yeah,
this source points you towards a pretty direct line. Specific insights, maybe strategies you haven't heard before, those untold stories.
So the book and events like this offer a focused look at resilience, at success, potentially really valuable takeaways.
Yeah, it gives you a specific lens on a really dynamic part of the business world. Practical stuff, inspiring stories, things shaping what's happening now and next.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you to consider, and it comes straight from that quote we discussed.
The movement.
Right. The book is described as more than a collection of stories. It's a movement. So what does that actually mean? For a book, especially one focusing on untold stories, to be called a movement, what kind of power, what kind of collective potential is really being suggested there when experiences that maybe weren't widely heard before get framed in such an active, forward-looking way? Something to think about.
Ready to jumpstart your business? Get 16 platform ads, social media features, a podcast interview, press release, and Bluff City Magazine exposure all in one membership. Network with entrepreneurs and creatives at JSYB Live networking events free to attend, plus mentorship and resources to grow your brand. Don't wait. Call 901-208-1176 or visit PowerMediaSolutions.com now.